On January 31st, the president of the South Pacific island of Nauru, the world's smallest independent republic, said his country is broke. Bernard DeWigo said his country population, 12,000, has been hurting quite badly. The world learned of the president's speech last Friday, because sometime in early January, Nauru lost telephone contact with the outside. The U.S. has no embassy in Nauru. The island has been a de facto protectorate of Australia since it won its independence in 1968. Sean Dorney is South Pacific correspondent for Radio Australia. Mr. Dorney, how bad are things in Nauru, and do we actually know?
We don't know exactly what's going on in Nauru. Australia has flown some technicians in to try and repair the telephone system, which has been out for well over a month now. The situation just before the telephones went out was that there'd been a change of president. The president for the last couple of years, Rene Harris, decided to pull out because he didn't have the numbers anymore to govern. And the current president, Bernard DeWigo, took over, but he then didn't have the numbers to even pass a budget. The parliament was locked up 9-all. The latest information we've had out of there is something that I managed to get hold of, which is this speech delivered on January the 31st, which was the 35th anniversary of independence. And in that speech, Mr. DeWigo does explain how dire things are. Public servants haven't been paid for a long time. The trust fund, which looked after all the phosphate, which is the income that Nauru's lived on since independence, has all dried up, and nobody can be paid out of that fund anymore.
To put this in some context, we're talking about a country that is, I believe, about a tenth the size of the District of Columbia. It imports fresh water from Australia.
It imports almost everything, you're right. Several years ago, it was a very rich country. In fact, 15, 20 years ago, it was the richest country in the South Pacific because of the amount of money it had received from phosphate royalties. But the phosphate deposits are almost exhausted, as is the extraordinary wealth the country built up. It was worth about, I think, $1.5 billion not so long ago, but all of the properties that the country owns around the world are now in hock, and there are real worries about whether it can meet any of its loan repayments.
You were able to get a hold of this speech, I gather, via Fiji. I mean, has anybody been able to communicate by radio or by fax or by internet with Nauru directly for the past couple of weeks?
The airline Air Nauru, which is in danger of not flying anymore, is still flying. Its lease payments were well behind, and a payment had to be made by the end of this month. It appears that that has been paid, but we can't confirm that. So the airline is flying in and out, and that goes in from Australia. So there are people going in and coming out. So there is information coming out that way too.
Mr. Dorney, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Sean Dorney, who is South Pacific correspondent for Radio Australia, talking about the independent island republic of Nauru, which has been cut off from telecommunications with the outside for the past several weeks.